Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John in Bayonne. What's up, John?
Michael, you know, Mariana gets put into the Hall of Fame. You get this jerk and makes a bad article about Silverman. And
I don't know what you're alluding to.
All right, go to the Daily Beast.
He wrote I don't read it. What do I care?
Okay, well, the reason why
Why do I care if somebody wrote a bad article about Mariana for?
Okay, the reason why I'm saying that is it's all right to put Kaepernick on the front page. It's all right to put the soccer player on the front page. This man is a hero to our country, a hero. He came from Panama, throwing rocks.
All right, so wait a second. What did the guy do that was so wrong? Did the guy write lies about him, or did he write the truth?
He wrote lies about him.
Oh, how do you know they're lies? Are they lies? Are you sure they're lies?
Yeah, because he's trying to condemn him because he hangs out with Donald Trump.
Well, all right, so he doesn't like his politics. But he can write that if he wants. So what's wrong? The guy's allowed to write that he doesn't like his politics. So that's fine. He doesn't have to like his politics. Now, who cares what he wrote? I don't even know who the guy is you're talking about. So the guy, somebody wrote, and I saw a couple of stories written about no one realized that Mariano was very conservative in his politics and he was a big Trump supporter or whatever. So what? What does that have to do with getting in the Hall of Fame? Absolutely nothing. So now, basically, here's what the people who wrote him are going to tell you. Now they don't like Mariano. Instead of looking at Mariano, the baseball player, and appreciating that he has been a great performer and a classy individual every step of his life on the baseball field and off, instead of him being an exemplary role model and a tremendous pitcher, which no one can dispute, you're now going to knock him and now defame him. Why? Because you don't agree with his politics. So who's wrong? The guy is. Mariano's allowed to have... I didn't even know Mariano's politics were that way until yesterday. And that was, I didn't realize that's what he was alluding to because I saw a bunch of stories that were written. Mariano has been harboring these right-wing tendencies. Oh, really? I'm sure he wasn't harboring them. What does that mean? That means that he has a relationship with Donald Trump? So to a lot of people now, that's what's wrong is you shouldn't judge a person based on whether he is a liberal or a conservative. That doesn't make him a bad person because he's a liberal or a conservative. I mean, come on. You're defaming him based on what his beliefs are. How about his actions? Mariano's actions, write about those. Speak about those. Those are extraordinary and they're exemplary. And they're still exemplary even if you don't agree with his politics. You should be able to, as a person, say he's still exemplary. And he's still great, even though now you don't like his politics. That shouldn't come into it. It has nothing to do with it. So the problem is with the person who wrote the story. It's not with Mariano. Oh, I don't like the person because I don't like his politics. So he has to agree with you politically before he's okay. That's the litmus test he has to pass. He has to agree with you politically. Where is that written? I mean, I when I look at an athlete's performance, I don't first say, tell me, is he a liberal or is he a conservative before I decide whether I like him or not or like his performance? I mean, how silly is that? But that's what it's become in this country. That's what it's become. It's, I don't like you if you like this guy. If you voted for this guy, I don't like you. You are bad. No, I'm not. It doesn't make you bad because you voted for him. It's just your choice.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.